This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device.
When we think about what is your idea, when you think about how to identify a business idea, you know, for those of you that already have your idea, that's great. And for those of you that don't have an idea yet, I always like to think about it in a way that I think has been really, really helpful for audiences that listen to me, which is, what is the intersection of a lot of your passions, right? And so where I think the really exciting opportunity lies is, you know, how can you take two or three or four of your passions and how can you turn those into something that is very unique? Let me give you an example. When you're thinking through what is my idea, you know, some of you are going to say something like, I want to deliver, you know, like, so Anna's, right? Like, I want to deliver private food and prep it with organic, local, natural ingredients and deliver that to people or provide that food to people, which is a great idea, right? And that's an exciting idea. But I'd urge all of you to go even more niche with your ideas. Meaning, how do you take that idea and something else that you love and something else that you love and bring those ideas together? I'll give you a really practical example. And I think this will really help you on this first part of like developing the business idea. I have a friend in California and she had a job that she didn't like and she wanted to leave it. And so she called me and she said, what should I do? I have this job I don't like. I want to leave it. What should I do? And I said, well, tell me a little bit more about your passions. Tell me a little bit more about what really excites you. And she said, well, I love my daughter. I'm a single mom and I love my daughter. Okay, cool. I love the beach. And I'm like, well, of course, everyone loves the beach. And she said, I love nutrition and yoga and health and well-being. I said, great. I said, what else? And she said, and I love going to conferences and retreats, but the problem with conferences and retreats is that they're expensive and they usually are not very kid friendly. So I usually can't bring my daughter, and her daughter was quite young, 4 or 5, to these retreats. So I oftentimes miss them. So what she did there was she gave me three or four different ideas that were passions of hers. And what I told her is, you know, why don't you find the intersection of those ideas? You know, your big idea is actually an intersection of four of your small ideas. And your big idea, and this is what I just said to her, I said, why don't you start a conference or a retreat for single mothers and their daughters where you teach them about yoga and healthy foods and well-being and you host it for 2 or 3 days on the beach? And she now has a business that does exactly that. So, you know, I think that so many people are crippled by the fact that they have too many ideas. And I think that having too many ideas and trying to execute on every one of those ideas independently is a bad idea. But if you can bring those together, if you can bring those ideas together, you know, then you're in a totally different niche, in a totally different world, and you offer something truly unique. And that's your big idea. Right? And so, you know, box one of this, what is your big idea, and box two of what was the trigger of your big idea are very much related, you know? And so I want you guys to think through, okay, here's my big idea, or here are three or four or two passions I have. How can I combine them? How can I make that my big idea? And then why? Right? As we start thinking about the business, as we start thinking about the content and the marketing and the communications and the branding around that, you have to understand that you have to understand why you're doing what you're doing. In her case, it was very clear. I want to spend more time with my daughter. I want to get that knowledge. I want to be on the beach. I want to bring people together. And so that was a kind of a logical next step that she had, you know, she had never, ever thought of. And I think that in so many of our cases, that is the truth. And that is something that we all struggle with, which is seeing something that nobody else sees, right? And so that's, you know, that's the idea part. And I think that that's important. And I think that, you know, what is the intersection? What is the place where they come together? And how can you start to build business around that and create around that? So if I'm living in Nigeria right now and I have a private food club where I pre-prep food that's local and natural, that's great. And that's the first pillar. I would go even deeper. And I would say, what, you know, Anna, what else is exciting to you about this? Is it that, maybe you partner with local farms. Maybe you partner with local health food stores. Maybe you deliver this at schools. You know, maybe you have a son or a daughter that goes to a school and you're not totally happy with the nutrition that they get at the school. And so your company is the answer to that. You know, and so you pre-prep and deliver healthy food to school children, and all that food comes from farmers. Maybe your dad's a farmer. I mean, I'm making this up, but this is kind of how I want you to all start thinking, which is, how can I take me, all the things that make me, and how can I make that the center of my business? Because when you can do that, it's unbelievably powerful. I personally love global entrepreneurship. I love speaking. I love teaching. I love learning. I love talking about entrepreneurship. I love languages. And so for that reason, I've built a completely bilingual brand in Spanish and English, where I do a lot of client work and conferences around branding, storytelling, marketing for both US and Latin American markets. And that's been a huge unlock for me, as opposed to just being a marketing guy. So I hope that makes sense.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.